Hello again, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. 3 weeks ago, we went to Wales for How Green Was My Valley, and last week we went to Ireland for The Quiet Man. Well, today we're on another overseas trip. We're going to Japan for the monster movie Rodan. This was the second kaiju movie from Toho Studios, following their big hit Godzilla, or Gojira as he's known there. Rodan was also their first kaiju movie in color, and features the second of their big three monster stars. We may get to the third one, Mothra, sometime in the future. Now, a number of people, both in front of and behind the camera, worked on Godzilla before they worked on this movie, and they'd reappear in several more films in the series later on. Now, today we're showing the U.S. release version of Rodan. In addition to re-editing the footage and some of the music, it also adds a new prologue, linking the appearance of Rodan to U.S. atomic testing. However, unlike the U.S. release of Godzilla, they don't try to add in American actors to the plot. Now, three of the uncredited actors doing the English dubbing may be familiar to you. The narration is by Key Luke, who had a long career in Hollywood and may be best remembered for his role in the old Charlie Chan mystery movies. Another familiar voice is Paul Frees, who did loads of cartoon voices in his career, which is why a couple of the characters here now sound like Boris Badenov. And another actor is a young George Takei, years before he got his officer's commission with Starfleet. Rodan was a big success in both Japan and the U.S., and helped solidify the popularity of kaiju movies, which continues to this very day. Oh, and this movie was made before the concept of a unified Toho universe of characters was devised, so don't expect any references to Godzilla in this one. It'd be another few years before they'd appear together. I think maybe there was like a billing dispute? I'm not sure about that, though. Now, since this movie only runs about 1 hour and 10 minutes, we also have a bonus Warner Brothers cartoon. It's one of my favorites. It's called Go Fly a Kit. And for Warner Brothers cartoon enthusiasts, don't be fooled. In spite of some sources saying otherwise, the bulldog in this movie is not Mark Anthony, and the cat is clearly not Pussyfoot. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look for the Warner Brothers cartoon Feed the Kitty, and you'll understand. Oh, and we have a few minutes available, so just want to address a question that some patrons have been asking. When are we going to start showing movies live, well, sort of live, in the library itself? Well, the answer to that is we don't know. While restrictions on occupancy have been relaxed in recent days, we're still not up to full capacity. And there is the problem of cleaning the building and social distancing and some other things. Now, we will restart showing movies in the library in the future. In fact, we're looking forward to doing that, but we just don't know exactly when. And when that decision is made, we will make sure to let everybody know. Until then, you've got us here with the online classic movie presentations. Once again, please send us your comments and suggestions. Please post them on our Facebook page, call us at 908-754-7885, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you'll find a list of all the features we presented on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Thanks again for stopping by. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1957, here's Go Fly a Kit. And from Toho in 1956, here's Rodan. Hope you like them.